And it's wonderful that you can join with each of us wherever the others may be on this wonderful Easter Sunday of 2020. So let's join together as we celebrate that Christ is risen. Wonderful to see you all. And for you, wherever you may be watching this, welcome. The season of Easter is about celebrating life, God's generosity in life. As we gather on this Easter Sunday of 2020, Resurrection Day, let us declare together the cheer, the victory of the tomb. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. As I proclaim that statement, Christ is risen, I invite you to respond with, He is risen indeed. During the week, I was able to gather some of us via Zoom to have a shared experience in preparation of today. So let's lift up our voices wherever you may be this day. Christ is risen. Oh, that was so much fun. Let's do it again. Christ is risen. We are invited to be in relationship with a living God, not a statue, not a person who has died and remains dead. Jesus is the epitome of life, an eternal life for us. God's generosity is expressed in this invitation to be a part of our lives being transformed. Today is a day to celebrate new life.
I believe that being a follower of Jesus now makes a difference in my life, day by day. But Jesus also came to give life abundantly, as written in John 10:10. Jesus himself says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I come that they may have life and have it to the full." And that includes for eternity.
With all that is currently happening in our world, I have had to regularly, readjust my thinking that my hope is not just on surviving the day, getting through those challenging times, but also looking to an eternity with the Creator of the world. To be living life with the one who came to save us and sustains us. So my focus on life goes beyond the immediate. It goes longer term. To experience all that God has to offer, including how generous God is in giving life. Let's read along with Josh from Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 19 to 26.
If our hope in Christ is good only for this life, we are worse off than anyone else. But Christ has been raised to life, and he makes us certain that others will also be raised to life. Just as we will die because of Adam, we will be raised to life because of Christ. Adam brought death to us all, and Christ will bring life to all of us. But we must each wait our turn. Christ was the first to be raised to life, and his people will be raised to life when he returns. Then after Christ has destroyed all powers and forces, the end will come, and he will give the kingdom to God the Father. Christ will rule until he puts all of his enemies under his power. And the last enemy he destroys will be death.
Thanks, Josh. Christ will ultimately destroy death for all. He's already demonstrated this. As many songs say, death could not hold him down. As the angel at the empty tomb informed the women who came early Sunday morning, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. We too can put our hope and trust in a God who has total victory over death. He is a living God. And as Paul says in verse 20, Christ has been raised to life. And he makes it certain that others will also be raised to life. The season of Easter is about the new life that Christ brings, celebrating the fact that eternity is promised to all who put their faith in Jesus. It's all about celebrating the little things that bring us life each day, because they too lead to life. These glimpses of the sacred can teach us about the divine each day if we are open to the invitation to learn and pay holy attention. You can mark the abundance of the Easter season by choosing to celebrate life every day, not just today, Easter Sunday, or every other Sunday, but every day. Transforming what often seems ordinary or goes unnoticed into a spiritual practice. This follows on from what we have been looking at earlier with the spiritual directions. We looked at meditation, prayer, fasting, serving, and tithing. How do we put these and other spiritual practices into our daily routines? For me, there is something even more sacred in this time of being humanly, physically distant. There is a quietness in society as a whole. The lack of airplane traffic noise. There are less cars going down my road, less people around. And I appreciate the smell of cleaner air. In this new quietness, I can hear the birds much more often, and their flutter of wings as they bathe in the bird bath in the backyard or take advantage of Sandy the dog's outdoor water bowl. The delight of voices and screams of... In this new quietness, I hear the birds so much more often, the flutter of their wings as they bathe in the bird bath in my backyard or in Sandy the dog's water bowl. The voices and screams of delight and sometimes fear and pain of children playing in neighbouring yards. And I'm enjoying being able to hear the music of my neighbours behind the back fence, practising their musical instruments. I sit on the back step and listen to it and love it. I've sent a text to thank them and encourage them. I've chosen to turn off the radio as I became too overwhelmed listening to the single focus of the news. And I choose now to listen to gentle music and meditations. This is a new season for all of us in regards of how we live our lives. How do we experience life to the full? It is different. I know personally that there are times, days, maybe it could be longer when the silence of this isolation is so loud that it's deafening. But I also recognise that this time may give us opportunity to experience God's life with new meaning, to reflect and appreciate just how much God has given us. And so as we engage in this season of Easter, let us take the time to take advantage of the slowing down, if that is what has happened for you. Or to ensure that what may feel like an increased busyness due to new and different demands, particularly with communication, let us make sure that we take the time to reflect, to be mindful of what God is saying to us. I believe that this time is part of God's plan for all to stop the crazy way of life that we have grown accustomed to and often complain about. The need to slow down, to even stop, to breathe, to experience lament, and to repent where we have failed to follow God's way, and to discover God anew. God's desire of what life is about. The season of Easter is a time for celebrating new life. As we conclude the time of Lent and Holy Week,
we come to the light of Easter morning, which brings the assurance of resurrection and redemption. In the Northern Hemisphere, the earth bursts with new life around the people there. And much of the images we get of Easter are of spring and are not the same for us here in the Southern Hemisphere. However, we can still be reminded of the significance of the process of metamorphosis to the spiritual journey.
We must surrender what is old so that we may experience the new. Without it, there can be no transformation. It's like the caterpillar becoming the butterfly. It must go into that cocoon in order for transformation to take place. It is the truth that we savour and celebrate during this season of Easter. While Easter is the oldest and most significant event in the Christian church, it began not with the sounds of celebration, but in quiet corners between the longing and liberation. Christ's resurrection wasn't a triumphant event proclaimed with fanfare so that all would know of his return. But rather it was a mystical visitation to those who remained faithful and had eyes to see. Looking back and sharing the knowledge of the first Easter, we are invited to declare that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Just as we did at the beginning of this message, let's say it again. It was fun to do it with those during the week who were available at such short notice. Sorry I couldn't get everybody. But I invite you now to join again wherever you are this day, with the same response, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. So friends, let me proclaim and you respond. Christ is risen. This is the proclamation of Easter, the promise of life to come. We should be saying it all the time. We don't serve a God who is still on the cross. We serve a risen God. And we are invited to live in the light of the resurrection as we celebrate the risen Christ and honour the things that brings us new life, both big and small. This is God's gift to us. Where are our places of resurrection, where the old is transformed into the new? Let us allow these times and places of new life to serve as guideposts for the journey. For they are where we continue to encounter Christ, the way, the truth, the life, and the pathway to the divine. On a journey of awakening, of growing, of being transformed. The invitation of Easter is to look for these guideposts in everyday life and lean into them as we seek to live out and celebrate the kingdom of God and the renewal that it brings. So how might we do that? We previously sent out some suggestions on a sheet that said 25 ways to celebrate life this Easter season. And I thank Lacey Clark-Ellman from Sacred Journey for this resource.
Some of these suggestions include: one, sit out in the sun, where I'm hopefully listening to today. 4, go on daily walks, noticing how autumn continues to unfold each day. 6, keep a gratitude journal. 7, set aside time each day to pursue an activity that brings you life. 8, practice saying no to things that drain you. 9, share a meal with good friends. Needs to be via Zoom these days. 14, make a playlist of songs that bring you joy. 17, now this is my favourite, eat dessert first. 22, check something off your bucket list.
How might we find the divine in everyday events of our lives? How might we experience the abundant life that Jesus promised? How might we see and acknowledge God's generosity of life to us? I believe it is through the power of the Holy Spirit transforming us, experiencing anew the resurrection, the life-giving love that Jesus so freely wants to share with us. Will you walk that journey with Jesus? Will you travel with me and one another on that journey? Jesus came to give us life, to generously give life. Let us seek that with all our heart and our soul and our minds. But be reminded, he never promised it would be easy. But he also promised that he would be with us always. On this Resurrection Sunday and beyond, may you find something new and refreshing that brings new life into your life and spirit. Let us pray.
Easter is about love. Easter is about life. Let's celebrate that. Love lives at Easter. Loving God, on Easter we celebrate love. Love coming down from heaven. Love blanketing the earth in a transforming embrace. Unique and infinite love. Giving more than we can imagine for us to cleanse our sin. A perfect sacrifice. Lamb of God. The walking, talking word. You are teacher, role model, friend. Jesus, you are God in human form, dying, then rising from the dead, proving all who believe will also rise. To rise to have eternal life with you. Lord of all, may this be a happy, blessed Easter, full of life, your life. Amen.